This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Announcement for the day today is that yesterday it rained. Yes, it
That's
did.
Right.
And it continued
but
to rain.
Nothing
and
like
rain.
Friday, right? Was that the day? Yes.
Friday was really bad, yeah. Doug Steffen with the good services of me, Doug, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen to overview the damage at Jennifer's house and the damage it did to this program, and just in general, the severe storms have pushed across from the west into, they became tornadoes through parts of central Texas yesterday, ripping roofs off of homes and damaging houses and apartments, and as usual, going through the mobile park. Nobody get hurt there, but it's really interesting to always see these storms, especially the tornadoes, go right through 150 mobile structures were ruined in San Antonio area yesterday, early in the morning. Six tornadoes touching down in these areas. So this is a big city now. San Antonio is quite a desirable city to live. People go there because they think it's a progressive, and it is. It's a very progressive area, Austin, San Antonio, those areas. But, man, you would have thought the answer going back in the anthole when you see these tornadoes coming, because a lot of people come to these parts of Texas that are not used to. They come from the East Coast. A lot of people from the East Coast go to live in San Antonio, and they're not used to tornadoes. Heavens, we haven't seen a tornado on the East Coast. I haven't seen one since it was like 1954. It wasn't like 1954. It was 1954. Ever seen a tornado, Jennifer? Really?
From a distance tornado. When I was in Colorado, yes, visiting my grandmother in Denver.
Yeah, and what did you think?
It's scary because it's a natural disaster that you actually see coming towards you. I imagine it's probably like being in a hurricane. You know, for me growing up in Southern California, our biggest natural disaster is an earthquake, and you don't get any warning. You just kind of have to deal with the aftermath, and I'm not sure that's not better.
Well, the aftermath of the storm, the rain that's come through here in the last two or three days, it had some impact on your house. Didn't a tree fall on your... Was that
I have a gigantic, big, beautiful avocado tree, which you may have seen, Doug. But
yes.
It's huge. I mean, when I say it's a big avocado tree, I'm not exaggerating. And
it was protecting that old Ford station wagon that was out there in the backyard.
Right, yeah, sitting on the lawn, yeah. Which was my grandfather's, God rest his soul. It hasn't been here in 10 years, but cool, that's good.
Glad he remembers that detail.
I do
remember. I went to a TV taping on Friday night for a friend of mine who works on a TV show. By the time I got home, by the way, it took me forever because the sinkhole opened up on Laurel Canyon, so I had to reroute myself.
Yeah.
And then a freeway, over, like seeing a van dangling off the side, everybody was dead. So, I mean, it took me forever to get home. And I finally pull into my driveway. I'm so excited. And there's a gigantic chunk of that tree laying across my driveway, too big for me to move. If my car had been there, it would have been ruined. I mean, so thank God I wasn't home. But it just caused a lot of problem. And then I also had some plumbing issues over the weekend.
Really?
Which, yeah, just, you know when they say it rains, it pours, literally?
Literally.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. No, there was all kinds of stories here. Roscoe Mayer, which is a street I'm on in Bel Air, goes between Mulholland and Sunset Boulevard. And when I was going out of it on, was it Sunday afternoon, I think? Yeah, it was Sunday afternoon. I was going over to see the kids, and I generally go up over the hill that way. Mm-hmm. And then I go down Laurel Canyon, the same road you were talking about, which has been closed because of the sinkhole. Two cars went into this hole that was created because the sewer system sprung a leak and created this huge, it was about 100 feet deep and 45 feet wide.
Did you watch the video?
Yeah.
The cars
going into it? Yeah.
That's yeah. so freaky.
Yeah.
They warned us after the taping was over. They came out on the loudspeaker and said a sinkhole has opened up. Everybody thinks they're being funny. And
right.
Man, yeah. I saw three horrifying accidents on Friday. Mm-hmm. I was really happy to get home safely into my bed.
One of the things that I find out here is that people really don't know how to drive. They don't know how to get around. Even there's no snow, but when you have that much, remember, most of the roads are made with asphalt. Asphalt has oil. When the roads get hot, the oil comes to the surface. When you have a heavy rain mixed with oil, it's just like being on ice. Same thing. And some of these people driving, I was on the 210 on Sunday, and people just going 90 miles an hour, nuts. And I saw two or three people just careening off the road because they don't know how to drive. They pay no attention. And not only is it dangerous, but it's so selfish. How much can you really be in that much of a hurry? Did you plan your day that badly that you need to drive 90 or 95 miles an hour in bad weather to get where you're going? And you don't think about the impact it has. If there's an accident or a problem, you've caused some group of people, who knows how many, a horrendously difficult time. And especially when you look at the stats, the information that we have today about what it costs to drive in America, have you seen these? The price for consumers in Los Angeles is $2,400 a year on average. $300 billion wasted in our country last year because of stop-and-go traffic. And and the worst cities are here. This study suggests there are 25 cities around the world that are really, really, really affected by traffic. 11 of them are here in our country. And I just don't understand how it is that all these politicians and all these policymakers can't come up with an incentive, a tax incentive, to spread the cost out. And where is there a bigger place in the country where there's a focus on the environment than here in Southern California?
I know.
And yet the traffic is the worst because people sit in their cars like morons for hours on end. What was the number, Kara, that came out? It was like 180 hours a year or something sitting in a car?
140, 180, something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, beyond the monetary cost, it's such a huge waste of time. I mean, if I had to, like, I'm lucky because I'm driving at odd hours. But even sometimes when I leave around 12:31, I mean, I normally live about a half an hour away with good traffic. But sometimes it takes more than an hour if there's an accident or if people are going on a holiday or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even imagine how much time people spend when they actually drive during rush hour. And I mean, it's
we're all lucky because we don't have to drive in traffic. Mm-hmm. But
I'm not lucky. I have to drive in traffic every single day now.
Yeah, and
driving over 80 miles.
Sinkholes.
Yeah, I mean, right now, I mean, since my office moved, I'm driving 80 miles a day. I mean, literally. I mean, I already have to go in for maintenance on my new car that I got in November because it's already at 5,000 miles.
Well, then you see, that's the situation. It sucks the life out of you to sit and listen, unless you listen to a good radio program like this.
Well, you know what I do? I actually use that time to listen to radio programs, also to listen to my news channels, and I make notes for show programs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and I'm sitting there because what else am I going to do? Yeah.
15 past the hour. Time for some food news sponsored by Cozy Shack Pudding, which is, if you've had any of it, absurdly delicious. And if you haven't had any, why? We've been talking about this for weeks now, Cozy Shack Pudding. Matter of fact, so many people who are your friends are enjoying Cozy Shack Pudding that there is a pudding shortage. And so if you go in the circumstance we find ourselves in, social media, whether it be our Facebook page or whether it's you following us at DJB Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen, post a like for Cozy Shack. I think we have a picture. Don't we have some of the pictures from the promotions for Cozy Shack on our social media, Facebook, Twitter, that sort of thing?
Yep.
And pictures of people who are enjoying themselves. So if you want to enjoy yourself with really yummy pudding, and then Cozy Shack is the way to go. It is absurdly delicious. In the food news today, fears that Spain has become irreparably divided following a couple of general elections 10 months of ceaseless political bickering were put to rest after British chef Jamie Oliver united the nation by tweeting his own twists on paella.
Paella?
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is
yeah.
that?
It's a traditional rice and seafood dish.
Is
you
it?
Cook it over an open flame on like a flat pan that's made specifically for paella.
Do you like it?
Yeah, it's delicious. I mean, I don't tend to eat it much because it usually has sausage in it, too, which I don't eat. But if it's just seafood,
chicken,
then, yeah.
How about chicken?
No, it's chicken. Seafood and sausage is how they make it.
Really?
Yeah, so I just do straight seafood.
Well, thanks to Jamie Oliver for settling that, fixing the rest of the world. We were talking about the drought and the floods and that sort of thing. Not only are we having a problem with that here, but apparently in the areas where olive oil is produced, like Spain, Greece, Italy, this is the heart and soul of the olive oil business. And I watched a video yesterday extolling the value of virtue. Not that we really need to have that underscored, because most people know olive oil is really good for you, but there is really an increased focus on this, and as a result of that, there is more of a market for it, and as a result of that, when there is a shortage like there is right now, it's a new market in China. Chinese people understand the value of cooking with olive oil instead of using some of the other oils. And so with the droughts and floods in these countries in Europe, Spain, Greece, and Italy, there's a real problem with bugs and bacteria, because that's what droughts do. Droughts bring out the worst bugs. Last year on the farm, we had a real drought in New England last year, and the bugs that were crawling around, I mean, these things that can only survive a nuclear holocaust or a drought, ugh, and they've gotten into the olive oil supply. And so, especially with the Chinese going up 30% in how much they're using, it's causing a real heck of a pinch on your wallet. So if you, when's the last time any of the three of you bought a bottle of olive oil?
Just a few weeks ago, actually.
What brand do you use?
It depends. I always try to look for a middle of the road kind of olive oil, not the highest end, but not the lowest end.
Yeah.
I don't know why
I
do that.
Victoria, what do you use?
Probably $8, maybe. It's going to be more in New York City because everything is. There's a California olive oil that I really like. That's
Pertoli.
It's sort of a middle of the road. I think it's called California Ranch, but it's an organic first cold pressed olive oil. It's really nice, actually. It's good for cooking and for eating, so it's not like the super high end that is really really green, but it's a good middle ground. And I think a decent sized bottle is probably $17, $16,
$17. So if you're using olive oil and wondering why the price is going up, I just gave you the answer. It's 19 past the hour.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I have my own business, so I wear lots of hats. Now I'm wearing my office manager hat because I need supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need, like paper, ink and toner, the latest tech.
Now I'm putting on my CFO hat because I can't overspend.
Well, right now get a Dell laptop for just $299.99. That's $200 off.
All my hats and I would like to thank you.
They are welcome.
Staples, everything you need for business at great prices. Like a Dell laptop with i3 core processor for just $299.99.
Valid on SKU 2148359, ends 2/25/17.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hi, this is Maury Moreland Morrison, here to tell you GEICO has more than just great savings. Much more. Yes, while GEICO could help...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me.
One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Want to hold them like they do in Texas, please.
When the Super Bowl performance, Lady Gaga's Super Bowl performance was on the air, there were portions of it that were live and portions recorded, right? Isn't that what happened during the Super Bowl?
The very, very beginning. Recorded, like, right. This land is your land. She did that, I think, the day before.
Mm-hmm. And so
that the drones in back of her.
Right. So there have been isolated leaks. Vocals from the Super Bowl performance that have gone viral. Why? What's the reason for any of this stuff? She, best of my knowledge, this was a very good performance. People liked it. So I don't understand what the...
Well, in this case, it went viral for a good reason because people are hearing it and think and realize how good she actually sounds.
Yeah. Listen to that voice, how strong it is, yeah.
Yeah, and she's... The thing that's kind of amazing when you listen to it, and Carrie, you can bring it up a little bit because I can't really hear it, but it's... She's fully dancing while she's... I mean, you can hear she's out of breath, but she's never off key.
Mm-hmm. It's not like Mariah Carey.
Oh, God. Who doesn't even move and she's off key.
Yeah, right.
But the reason this went viral is because people always love to hear the isolated vocals of things because usually it's bad. But in this case, it actually was really good. And so it's kind of been spreading around social media.
Good. Okay, so that's nice. I thought she did a fabulous job from what I could see. And I wasn't even watching. I got the after trails of it. I think she has a fabulous voice.
Yeah.
From the same as, you know, Houston type of voice that can belt it out. And Mariah Carey used to have the same kind of voice.
Yeah, she did. Yeah, she really did. I don't know what happened there.
She had a great voice.
Yeah, she really did. She was a good performer. 26 past the hour. Lisa Marie Presley's mother, Priscilla, has confirmed that she's caring for her daughter's young children as the father of the children faces allegations of child abuse. Wow. Priscilla Presley on Facebook sharing some photos of the 8-year-old twin girls, Finley and Harper Lockwood, and making it clear the children are in her custody now. As she writes, quote, there's a lot of confusion, commotion, and concern from all the talk circulating around. Let me put this talk to rest. The girls have not been in foster care, never will be. The girls have been with me and will be until all this is sorted out. So the behind-the-scenes story, as I understand it, is that the father of the twins and the former husband, Michael Lockwood, faces accusations of all kinds of neglect and abuse. What a jerk this guy must be.
I don't know who he is. I don't know if anybody else knows.
I've never heard of him before. Yeah, right.
Lisa Marie has a habit of picking up people from...
Bad guys.
It's unfortunate. She found pictures of underage girls, I think, on his computer. I think that's how this all started.
I know. She said she was horrified and sick to her stomach when she saw these pictures. So the police here in Beverly Hills confirmed that they got some child abuse allegations involving the Presley family last year and seized several items at their home in Beverly Hills. The lawyer for Mr. Lockwood rejected the allegations, of course. What is he going to say? The guy's guilty? So, anyway, but I wonder why Lisa Marie didn't get her children when she went to...
Yeah, that's... No one seems to know what the deal is there, why Priscilla has them.
Yeah, right. All right, well, questions that go unanswered, that's not usually the case here, but that's one for the books. 28 past the hour.
Infinite space. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carnty. Picture a blank canvas. No matter the size of the canvas that just appeared in your mind, the reality is that because you can divide that canvas in half, and divide that number in half, and so on ad infinitum, the truth is that in any given limited space, there exists an infinite amount of possibility. That's right. Even though there's a beginning and an end to the canvas, artists have the freedom to create an infinite number of ideas on that blank canvas. And the same is true with us. Sure, there was a day on which we were born, and there's a day on which we will die, but the in-between, well, that's for us to create. Our time on Earth might have a beginning and an end, but the in-between, that is our infinite space. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Put it in your mouth. Chew on some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin now.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Radio perfection in the form of me presenting another wonderful day, a good day in the DJV way. Doug, Jen, and Victoria here with Kara Schillen at the controls, 34 past the hour. It's Uber time. The relevance of this company as it gets bigger and bigger is really quite interesting. How many people know who Travis Kalanick is? Raise your hands, please.
Oh, yeah.
Know who Travis is?
This guy's becoming, his name's in the news every week.
How am I missing out?
The CEO of Uber, ordering an investigation into some alleged sexual harassment and gender bias at the company. Susan Fowler wrote about why she left the company, and her story paints for some a concerning picture. It includes accusations of sexual harassment. Human Resources Department to work to cover up those accusations. Management discriminates against women who are the software engineers. Remember, this is a software play. This is not a company that owns anything. Has employees who have figured out how to use software to put together basically a company at the moment worth about $5 billion. So, is this something that is unusual for this company? I asked that question. Or are there other cases of sexual harassment and sexual problems reported? We all know the story of the drivers
right.
who have been accused of same. But are there others from the corporate rankings that would lead you to believe this is a pattern at Uber? I don't see that. I see the problem with the drivers, but I see sometimes somebody who has a beef that really starts someplace else, and then they claim sexual harassment, and it really isn't the problem at all, but that's what gets the attention, and then from there, who knows where it goes. So what do we know about this lady or the question? I don't know her, don't know much about the story, so I give her the benefit of the doubt, because I think a lot of times that the men who run these companies are pigs, and they do stuff. Roger Ailes is probably the most recent example, high-profile example of a pig. So I don't know whether this guy, Travis, is a pig or not. He's ordered the investigation, so it's probably not him who's the problem. But then one wonders sometimes. You can cover up a lot of things with smoke.
Yeah.
So,
to answer your question, this is the first time I've heard anything coming from management,
yeah.
from you know anything on that end of the business. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, I if Travis Kalanick is going to really move forward and try to clean up, I mean, Uber's had some image problems recently, and
well, they haven't
really not
they,
of their own doing. Essentially,
no, this is a concerted effort on the part of the people who are jealous, and instead of cleaning up their own act, most of the problem comes from these cabbie unions that are not only here in our country, but around the world that have been affected by Uber because they run basically a good, tight business with good, clean. I've never, ever had a problem with an Uber car, and I've used dozens of them. I find the men and women who come to pick me up. I had a lady drive me in Denver when I was there a couple of weeks ago. She was fabulous. We had a great conversation. She had a good, clean car. She knew what she was doing. And I was, you know, you can, if you're looking for a problem, you can find it. But I will tell you, I'm a fussy guy, and I have not had anything to complain about with any Uber ride I've ever had. So that's my
reason.
Yeah,
I don't take. Maybe. It also might just be because you're a guy. I mean, I don't use Uber because I'm in New York City, so I just grab a yellow cab like everybody else in New York. But
yeah.
I have friends around the country who have used Uber, and some have had reports like you where it's always been wonderful. And I have some other girlfriends who have had some, you know, some sketchy moments where they had to shorten the ride because the driver was so creepy and said inappropriate things. So, you know, I don't
that's
know.
Never happened in a taxi cab, man. I wouldn't.
Oh, sure. I'm not saying it doesn't. I'm just talking about Uber. But you know.
Yeah, no, I understand.
It happened to me in a taxi cab. But
so maybe there's a bigger problem here in general, and that is that men take license with women who are in certain circumstances, whether it's a cab,
right, in a vulnerable position.
Uber, or yeah, exactly. Women who are in vulnerable positions that get abused by men who are pigs. And so, you know, that's a distressing sign of a problem in our society. I don't think it's just relegated to guys that drive cabs, cars, or buses or trucks or whatever. I think there's just a big problem with men and sexual harassment and and just the attitude toward women. I think that there are a lot of guys who are just plain pigs. And, you know, they need to be called out and they need to be disciplined and they need to be accused, and they need to be, you know, I had it, but the other side of it is that I had somebody accuse me of sexual harassment a long time ago, and I was about as guilty of it as I am of walking out the street naked.
I'm sorry about that, Doug, but she just made me mad one day.
Yeah, I mean,
well,
but
you see, that's it. You make somebody mad, and they can throw.
I know it's real, and then you know that kind of stuff though diminishes the real claims too.
Yes,
right.
Terrible. Would you start to say, Karen?
Well, I was going
to
say, in this situation, I don't see how something bad, as long as they're responsible about how they go, and they don't just, you know, get rid of people to. you know, satisfy the allegations and say, oh, okay, well, we went and fired these people, so now the solution, you know, now the problem is fixed. I don't think there's anything wrong with going and looking and making sure that really within the management, nothing is wrong. And if there is something wrong, you know, then they
go and
fix the problems.
Who determines that?
I don't know. I guess you would. I don't know if you have someone in the workplace who sits there and, you know, watches people's interactions.
Well, you have HR people.
Or, yeah. I don't know. And it kind of sounded like there was a problem within HR. So I've been lucky to never experience any kind of sexual harassment in an Uber car or in a workplace. So I don't know how they go about identifying the problem.
The next step or the next phase of this, I'm certainly no prude. But the objectification of women, we were talking about the swimsuit issue that's out. Now there's this Biff and Biff, you want to bring us up today? We got some sports news here, and part of it is, although in fun, the outfits that women wear, these NASCAR Monster Energy outfits that the women are wearing, what's the story with that? What do we have? It's the Daytona 500 is this weekend, I think, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Is coming up this weekend?
Well, it's coming up. I don't know is it this weekend, Victoria?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I think it's coming up in the
soon,
next couple
anyway.
Of weeks. Yeah.
All right. So then what do we have here with these Monster Energy girls, their outfits? I'm looking at a picture of them. I don't mind looking at them. but it's obvious that they're selling TNA here and not selling NASCAR. Or is one go hand in hand with the other?
I think there's nothing wrong with these outfits. It's black leather.
Agree.
It's black leggings and a black leather
so
bustier.
So what's the controversy then?
Well,
a lot of NASCAR fans don't like it. A lot of female NASCAR fans are upset that they're too sexualized.
And? So what, they take to social media
and
complain. So does that affect... The Monster is this drink that's a caffeinated...
Drink.
Say again, Jen?
It's an energy drink.
Yeah, right. It's not a good drink. It's a bad drink.
It's a good drink if you want an energy drink. It's a bad drink if you don't want to put your body
your
at risk for a thousand jolts of caffeine and sugar.
Right.
But
yeah.
I guess the story here is that the sponsorship used to belong to Sprint, and then Monster Energy came in and took over the sponsorship.
Mm.
And NASCAR fans were hoping that it would bring a little more good taste, because I guess the Sprint girls did like a girl on fire suit, basically, and maybe it was more of a departure from a family event, right? They wanted more good taste, and Monster Energy brought in kind of sex sells outfits.
I don't really know much about NASCAR, so when I saw that someone had referenced that the Sprint girl was the Miss Sprint Cup or something was what they called her, and then they said she wore a fire suit, I assumed that she was like... in like a NASCAR suit. Isn't that a fire suit? Isn't that something that's like...
Yeah, a girl in a fire suit. Yeah, that could have been it. So, that's probably right.
So then she would have been very covered up, and then these girls are
They're
not.
Saying it was too much of a departure. Yeah,
yeah,
that it was too
yeah.
different. Too much sex, I guess.
But
I don't know. Hoping for better. They were hoping for more.
Okay,
family.
But then there's that whole business of objectification again. And is it different for women than men? I mean, we have the guys that... what do they call the guys that do the dancing? What are they?
Chippendales?
But there's another. What that movie was about, the Chippendale style of dancing that, I can't remember.
You're talking about
Magic Mike? Yeah, Magic Mike, right. What are those dancers called?
Well, they're like Chippendale dancers.
But isn't there another name that's used to reference
them? Male strippers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that's the only other thing they could be.
All right, okay. So the objectification of sex with men and women is something that we in our society are not very mature about. We don't know what to do with it. I think there was a study that came out last week. As a matter of fact, Carrie, you and I were talking about it, I believe, earlier in the day, one day last week, how it is that we are so naively behind in America in comparison to where people are in their attitude toward sex in the rest of the world, or at least in the rest of the so-called productive world, especially in Europe and in South America, too. We're just very prudish here.
Yeah.
And maybe that, there's good and bad in that. Maybe that reins in on the stuff with the NASCAR fans. But we're very immature about how we treat sexual things in this country, as children and adults. It's just, we're silly.
And we think that we're not. We think that we're very American and open to sex and everything, but we're not until you live in another country, like in Europe, and then you realize, oh, no,
watching TV in Europe is ridiculous. I mean, take it way, like the commercials are crazy.
Yeah. Take it one step further. The whole business about same-sex marriage and how that has lagged behind in our country, not that, I mean, we have mores and standards, and there's an applicable standard that sort of, we don't have a playbook, but we, you know, there's a, we take our time to change, and same-sex marriage has become something that's been part of now the landscape for a while, and more states are saying it's okay, and more people will tell you they don't care. And the interesting plus side of that seems to be that those children who are from same-sex marriages are less likely to attempt suicide than, and that's maybe because there's more acceptance here. The decline in states that have passed laws allowing gays to marry before the Supreme Court made it legal around the country, there's no real proven connection, but it does appear that these teen suicide attempts have declined after same-sex marriage has become legal, and the gay, lesbian, bisexual kids are also being more openly understood. Is that a good word for that? Understood, accepted, those two words?
I think there's definitely more space in conversation for kids who are in the LGBTQ community. Yeah. I think that definitely has helped.
More tolerance and less bullying then.
Hopefully.
Well, I mean, certainly teenagers who have come from this cloth have felt stigmatized before,
right,
and have been hesitant to admit it or come out as to what their preferences are. But now, apparently, this study that was released yesterday suggests that, this information from 700,000 public high school students who participated in surveys on behavior as young people. Of this group, there were a lot of people who reported being gay or lesbian or bisexual, and they feel like they're being more accepted in society. So
there's room for everybody.
There is. There's certain pockets of the country where there is, it sounds not good for me to say backward thinking, but that would be my judgment on it.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a different judgment. It's 12 minutes before the hour on the DJV Experience.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
After a rough day on the range, a fella can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink!
And I'll tell you one thing, I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink!
If you don't sit in your lucky seat, your team could lose, so don't leave your lucky seat. But do pick up your phone or computer and order B-Dubs to go. Or if you've got a big group, call in for the party menu. That way you can order wings, pick them up, and get back to your lucky seat. And if you do lose while sitting in your lucky seat, you can still feel lucky eating your feelings. Spicy feelings. Keep your superstitions. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Prices and participation vary. See participating locations for details. Void where prohibited.
Stay hot for basketball action with the cheesy meltdown burger at Buffalo Wild Wings. Here for a limited time, it's made for the heat of the hoops season. You can get it at Buffalo Wild Wings. Weird things do not happen. If you like wings, beer, and sports, you've come to the right place at Buffalo Wild Wings. They also have kickin' shrimp tacos and the ultimate cheese sampler for any game that you want to go watch. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Three past the hour, the familiar sounds bringing us into Tech Talk time, presented by ZipRecruiter.com. The IKEA story coming up as soon as I tell you the story of ZipRecruiter. This is a way, Jennifer, you hire people at CRN. You have a staff there, and you have to go find, when the family runs out of bodies, you got to go find somebody who's not part of the family, right?
That's right.
Yes. And so you can use
We've used ZipRecruiter before. It's a good service because it's people that are serious about finding jobs. A lot of times you have people that just troll your website when you put jobs up on your website because they like the industry that you're in. Yeah. Maybe they're not always the most prepared, but when you put it up on a site like ZipRecruiter, you can really target the type of people that you're looking for, whether it's, you know, sales or accounting, that sort of thing.
So if you want to do what Jennifer has done and a lot of other smart people, you'll go to ZipRecruiter. As a matter of fact, we figured out a way to get you to have no charge using ZipRecruiter. Yes, use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Right now, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter without having to pay for it and do what all the big guys do, do what the little guys do, do what everybody does that has any common sense when it comes to getting jobs filled with good quality candidates. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, try it free. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to post and fill a very important position at your company. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to use their services free. IKEA has a new gift registry. This is something that's rather interesting. When you think about a gift registry, you think about Tiffany's or something, right?
Well, yeah. You also don't think about marriages getting stronger when you think of IKEA, because it's known as the relationship killer if you go shopping at IKEA together.
It's not the shopping, isn't it? The putting together.
it's a combination, I think, of both. But, yeah, I mean, this is for many years, IKEA has been that relationship joke of, oh, boy, can you that really tests your relationship. Can you make it through IKEA? And then once you get the stuff at home, with all the extra parts, can you actually still tolerate each other? If you make it through all of those earlier challenges, then yes, you can now register for your wedding gifts at IKEA. They're also doing birthdays, bridal showers, baby showers, and other things like that. They have a brand new app, and it makes it very easy to sign up on the registry. It's free. And the only thing you do have to do is you have to become a member of the IKEA Family Loyalty Program, which is also free. And that's the only thing at all, but it's a good thing to do because it has discounts and benefits to members. So all the IKEA lovers out there, I mean, this is like the number one store that millennials shop at for furniture. So it makes sense. This is the kind of a smart gift to give somebody, more so than Tiffany's.
Yeah, maybe. Wasn't there a thing that Donald Trump did with Sweden on the weekend that had nothing to do with IKEA, though, right?
No, she's
had to do with the Swiss furniture. Yeah, we'll fill you in when we're not in the tech segment, right?
All right. Snapchat. Now, Snap is the whole... I'm confused because there are a couple of different Snap companies. One of them is going public, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
So what is Snapbots? What are these things? Snapbots.
Oh, the Snapbots are, they're actually kiosks where they were selling. They popped up. One popped up in Venice Beach, California. One was in New York City right next to the Apple store across from Trump Tower. So they've been popping up here and there, and you can track them on the Snapchat website to see where they're going to pop up next. We don't have to do that anymore because Snapchat has finally decided to sell their very popular spectacles. They're the sunglasses.
When you say finally, how long have they been selling them elsewhere?
8 months.
Oh.
Okay. And they were a very hot Christmas gift.
Yeah.
Well, it's a hardship for people who want them.
I suppose.
It's not a hardship.
I wouldn't
for you,
understand.
Perhaps.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But so now that you can actually buy them online at spectacles.com, which is the new site that Snapchat, because what you were saying about the IPO, they're not just called Snapchat anymore. They're now called Snap Inc. because they want to encompass other products. So spectacles are available in teal, coral, and black for $130. So they're on the website now.
Okay, I had a little fun with the Sweden thing. Is Trump still using an unsecured phone? There was some people in the Senate who were questioning the security of his cell phone and wondering why in the world he's still using
an unsecured. But Hillary Clinton's bathroom server was cool. That's fine.
So is he or isn't he? What is going on?
Apparently.
No one knows for sure. But they think that he might be using his old Droid for Twitter.
Yeah. So
the concern is that he could get hacked because that's not difficult. That's easier to hack than Hillary's emails.
I would think that if anything, they'd give him one. If he has to tweet, they'd give him a secure Twitter.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an Indy hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each Indy hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indy hammered knives. Custom knives made in America.